Borden. The Borden and District Lions Club hosted the Lions Ride for Dog Guides when seven motorcycle riders stopped in Borden on September 10 en route from Saskatoon to North Battleford and back. The purpose of their ride was to raise funds for the Lions Dog Guides program that has its training location in Oakville, Ont. With the donations from the Borden Lions, Village of Borden and individual donations, Saskatchewan Lions Clubs have raised more than $70,000 in the past 11 years, which has all gone to the training facility. It costs $35,000 to train one dog for whatever purpose is needed, and the dog is given to individuals free of charge, courtesy of Lions. Borden supplied bottled water for the riders who stopped at the Borden Community Center. The Borden Lions started back into their season with a meeting September 20 with quite a few new members signed up. The Borden Threshermen's Club members were busy the morning of September 17, loading the sheaves onto the hay rack in readiness for threshing day September 24. Loading the sheaves were Stu Walton and Ruben Rempel, with Mel Brook driving the truck pulling the rack. Dropping in to help load some of the sheaves were Carrie Harkness and her children, and Les Saunders brought his whippersnipper to cut grass around the cook car. Mel and Ruben did a bit of cleaning around and in the cook car in readiness for serving soup, borscht, bread and beverages Saturday. The gates open at 10 a.m., then there is a parade of horse-drawn equipment and a number of vintage vehicles, tractors and the threshing machine. There will be a number of demonstrations going on, and threshing will start at 2 p.m. then the drive into Borden for a roast beef supper at 4:30 p.m. in the community center. Supper tickets will be sold in the seniors' room starting at 4 p.m. While you are waiting, you could visit the museum, which will be open from 2 to 6 p.m. The Borden Farmers Market in the community center seniors' room from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. will be holding their appreciation day October 7, the last day of the summer market. The beverages will be at no charge and there will be goodies to snack on. At last Friday's market, the winner of the 50-50 draw was Sherry Sutherland. The Christmas market will be Saturday, November 26 in the community center from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Borden's Early Learning Center, the Little Sprouts, have purchased the former cafe, cough shop in Borden and will be renovating the building to house the learning center. The learning center will provide affordable childcare in a licensed facility, and the group are halfway to goal. Next fundraiser will be the proceeds from the Halloween dance October 29 in the Borden Community Center. Thanks to Chanda Chabot of Borden, who gives $5 from every massage she does, and from June 1 to August 31 she donated $565 to the cause.